Good evening, everyone, and welcome
to another issue
of The Summoner. I am your host and writer, Walter Pierce. My website is galleryofthemind.com. Please check it out if you have the time. Also, if you want to contact me, my email address is webmaster@galleryofthemind.com. Again, that's webmaster@galleryofthemind.com. All right, on with the show.
This is the story of a group called the Warriors. They are blessed by the ancestors. The ancestors' light shines through them as a power of light. The light, the shine, can be varied a bit, which slightly changes the power. The Warriors use their power to protect their people on the planet Artonia in the Yellow Realm. Their tales are spellbinding adventures just beyond the reach of even imagination. Among these warriors is one even more unique. He is unique because he is half human. He is called the Summoner, and these are his tales.
We are approaching the end of the story. Issue 73, Michael and Kelly. "Why am I so weak?" thinks Kelly. Kelly opens her eyes and sees only darkness around herself. She can tell that things are moving around. She then realizes that she is being carried by someone that is running. She feels fear and begins to scream. "Kelly, it's me!"
"Michael?"
"Yeah, please keep it down."
"What's going on?"
"I had to shine, and when I did, you saw my light." Michael is a warrior, which means he can shine. When he shines, people are temporarily paralyzed and kind of black out during that time.
"What is going on? Why did you shine?"
"You were going to be eaten by the Shinodon Hydra."
"What's that?"
"You don't remember? You came here to contact the Valoran."
"No."
"We are on the artificial planet of Shindoa. It is one of the places that you can reach the Valoran from. Your ship, Badana, brought you here."
"And now a Hydra is chasing us?"
"Well, a group of Valoran appear in front of them. Michael stops and lets Kelly down.
"Help us! We're being chased by..."
"Kelly, run!" He pushes Kelly towards a corridor to his right. The Valoran begin to scream. The voice makes Kelly dizzy. She feels herself about to faint. Kelly stumbles forward. Then she falls. Everything goes dark. At some undetermined time, Kelly again opens her eyes. She cannot see because, again, there is darkness all around. She hears a strange sound. It is growling. She turns towards it. And she can see this time. It is two red eyes. She cannot make out anything else except the eyes. It is low to the ground, so she is sure it is some type of animal. Kelly slowly tries to rise. As she does, the animal lunges for her throat. Out of nowhere, Michael lunges for the animal. He tackles it and begins fighting. She looks for something to hit the animal with, but she sees nothing. She then runs to the animal and tries to kick it. She kicks it in the back several times. The kicks are not strong, but they finally get the attention of the animal. It turns its head and tries to bite Kelly. When it does, Michael grabs the neck and repeatedly slams his body to the floor. Kelly can now make out that it is a wolf. It howls and chills go through Kelly. Michael begins to glow as he throws the wolf across the room. The extra light lets Kelly see how massive the wolf is. The wolf cries its final cry, and a mist of darkness, red eyes, comes out of it.
The Dark Ones! Why are they here?
Time to run again, Kelly. Kelly feels a wet hand grab hers. It is Michael's, drenched in blood. She holds on tightly, though, as they continue to run. They can see light in the hallway ahead as it curves around. They can see that it is not lit with artificial light. There are a series of windows side by side along this path. They look out into the coldness of space. Kelly watches the stars move past as she runs. In the light, she can see the bloody scratches that crisscross Michael's body. As she runs, she hears a whisper that says,
"Impossible."
But she shrugs it off as just her imagination. Her attention is quickly focused on the Valorant as they appear behind them and begin chasing. They are shrieking as they chase. They come to a bubble-shaped room. It is a dead end. Michael locks the door. The room is huge. It is breathtaking to Kelly. The room is all glass, and Kelly can see out into space.
Michael.
I know, Kelly. I know. You have many questions.
No, I don't have any.
Michael is surprised and walks over to Kelly. He can see how serious she is. What's wrong?
I love you.
Michael is speechless.
I tried to hide it. I tried to pretend that I didn't, but I do.
The Valorant start beating on the door. They shriek and yell. Kelly doesn't know why. They just don't materialize on the other side of the door. But she also doesn't care. I had given up hope that I would ever hear you say those words. Through space, the Dark Ones gather outside the bubble room. You can hear them hitting the glass like thumps. Soon, the glass is totally black with many red eyes. The scene is hopeless, but again, Kelly doesn't care. Music begins playing. Michael and Kelly begin to dance. Slowly they spin in each other's arms to the sound of the music. That's when the whispers start again.
Impossible! This is impossible!
The whispers continue.
Be careful! You're dropping the veil!
Kelly, can you hear me? This is Madonna!
Kelly stops dancing as everything changes. Kelly finds herself sitting on a chair watching two Valorant. They appear very frightened.
You fool! You dropped the veil! She sees us! And the others are coming! She is strong. Somehow, she protects the holy place with the delusion of this Michael character. They are special together. You can almost expect a miracle.
Several Valorant appear in the room. The initial two drop to their knees.
Kelly, are you okay?
What's going on?
You were taken prisoner by those two rebels of the Valorant.
One of the newly arrived Valorant walks over to Kelly and begins to hum. Kelly and the bird disappear. They materialize on Badana. Kelly is surprised to see Crone 8 there.
Crone 8!
She runs and hugs the robot. I am pleased that you are well. Before she can ask any questions, she feels eyes watching her. She turns and sees a very old bird.
I am Arsoni.
Are you the one that will teach us how to close the rift?
I am afraid that I do not have that knowledge. None of the Valoran do.
I thought your people closed the rift before.
We did. Well, our scientists did. Those of us who escaped the destruction were mostly the priests. I am not a priest. I am the last of the old scientists who escaped.
You are?
I was a database technician. I was not one of those that developed the technology to massage space.
Kelly's eyes go down.
But I still may be able to help. Badana may actually have your answer.
She does not have the information.
She has an auto-sweep capability. The ability is automatic. She gathers as much information as she can of our people. On the planet where our people were in trees, she may have gathered enough information as the planet was destroyed.
Enough information for what?
To create a database of their soul that can be used to create a hologram. The process has already begun.
The process is complete.
In walks 6 holograms. One of the holograms is...
Captain Taylor!
Next time, The Rift.